Okay. Here we go. Okay. I'd like to come and cap and try to understand this Gezeira business and Gezeiras HaMelech, okay? The problems that we talked about in terms of Sefer Mitzvot and Kuftes, Neteres Kohanim, I'm not going to deal with, you know, they are what they are, and it's amazing, you know, that, what they are. But I just want to focus on the word Gezeira, okay? And the Rambam is making a statement, okay? Basically, what's happening is, in Arabic, there's no generic term. There's no generic term for the word command that is an umbrella for both positive and negative command, okay? And he basically is telling us that in Lashon Ivri, whatever that might happen to be, there is an umbrella name, and it's called Gozar in Gzeira. Okay? And with that, even though he might not know what the word mitzvah means, but since Chazal call mitzvahs Gzeiras Melech, so Mimela, we know that mitzvahs are tzivuyim. Okay? That is the point, okay? Now, what I just want to tell you is I did this again and again and again. I tried to understand what the word gezer is in Lashon Ivri. So, it's clear to me that you can find it in Megillas Esther, and you can find the word gezera also in Daniel, okay? Now, what I wanted to show you is I felt something amazing, okay? You look in Esther, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Vasher Nigzar Olero. It's talking about Vashti, okay? Then, in Daniel, in Perek Dalet, both in Pasuk Yudalet, it says, Gzeiras Irin, and then the Gzeiras Iloya, Iloa, it's talking about Kilu the Rabbi Nishalom or something, the heavenly decree. What the word Gzeira means in Lashon Ivri is a decree. Okay? Lachay, that's what it means. And that's why I think if you look in Daniel, you find Gzorin. And they're magicians because they decree and the magic happens. Okay? Now, the point that I want to make, okay, it happens to be that a gzeira is a decree in the mikra, but I assume it's the same in the Mishnah. At this point, again, we're interested in the Mishnah because the Chachamim are calling Mitzvahs Gzeiras Melech, and that's his point, okay? The fact that the Matiki Ashmur, or the Bailim, on the Minyan Mitzvahs are calling it Gzeiras Melech, it tells you something about something, okay? Later on, when he's talking about Lashon Ivri, he's talking about Lashon Mikra, because he's talking about the a negative command, or just the Shlil, just something negative, okay? However, if you think about language, okay, the word decree is a larger term than a command, and it's a different. You see, you wouldn't say decree. You imagine as and the word, for example, in chukah in the Torah is also a decree. Okay. Okay, so decree might mean something that has no rhyme and reason, okay? It might be an ordinance, a decree, okay? But when Reuven comes to Shimon and he commands him to eat. Would he use the word decree? It doesn't make any sense. Decree is more of a meaning of a shalit, of someone who has power to do something. And a decree might not be a command, it's just, that's the way it is, okay? And that's why you can imagine in the Talmud, and you know, that a decree might mean that the Rebbe Hashem decreed something's gonna happen in the future, something like that, okay? I don't know if it necessarily means a command, okay? However, a command you can imagine being subsumed under decree, okay? That, you know, but could you do the opposite? Can you say that every command is a decree, and that a decree and a command are synonymous? You never would do such a thing. So I found it amazing that the Rambam pulling out the word gezer, which is true, that Chazal talk about mitzvah, and say the decree of the king, okay? That's gzeres melech, correct? Doesn't necessarily mean a tzivoy. And the Rambam's postulate needs a lot of work. That's not pointing out. L'cheira, that's what we know, okay? The problems, whether all mitzvahs are necessary gzeres melech, how it works with Shrano and Mitzvah and Kuftes, that's not my interest at the moment. Just the plain word gezer, which he's saying that's the word in the Hebrew language, in Hebrew, okay? Iloshin Ivri is a little strange, okay? That's my first point. Now, okay? That's a fair point. Okay. He doesn't need this. I don't know why he gets himself into this, because what he's doing is, remember, most of the arguments over here are two-pronged arguments. He's arguing from Teres Haloshin, and he argues also from the Matik Yashmur. But I think the Rambam felt that each one by itself is an argument, which is a salient argument. So I'm not sure how much he needs this, but he has it. Okay, that's okay. Now, next point. If you recall last time, we had this issue of loiseitze kitseiso avodim. Okay. Now, the amazing thing is that even though Pashtus is it talking about her, she shouldn't go out, okay? We're discussing the Mechilta of Shumba Yochoi, that Rabbi Loza says that Kilu Wutzaras Horo, not like Rabbi Akiva. But it couldn't be referring to her because the issue of Omer Vriya can never be when there's Gadlus. So you can't have an Ashora on Omer Vriya. So that is why Rabbi Akiva in the Mechilta to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he basically asked the question, how could it be that we're referring to how could it be that the Issa is Loisei Sabon is referring to the Omer Voraya that he keeps his Omer Imani Tzorvo Kvar Nemo Loisabud Boy Avodis Obed. He's comparing the Loisabud Boy Avodis Obed, which the Issa is on the other. Okay. So L'cheira, there seems to be an issue, the same way you find different dinim by the Omer Ivriya and by the Eved Ivri, maybe Rabbi Akiva says that the whole portion is a lav l'sabur avos oved, you wouldn't need another lav by an Omer Ivriya, maybe Rabbi Loza disagrees. But whatever it is, Rabbi Akiva clearly interprets, okay, that's what Rabbi Loza is saying, okay? So it's not referring to the Omer, the Issa is on the Odin. So I ask myself a question. Loiseitze, Kitseis HaAvodim, and to interpret it, okay, in terms of the Odin, or as it seems to be the Rambam, not talking about the Mechilta, it's referring to Besni, who's also right, we wrote the Hisrael Arnu, okay. I thought the Rambam would be learning that is divorced from Pshuto Shel Mikra, and that's only a drash or something like that. Okay? If that's correct, then there's not necessarily a machlokes about Pshuto Shel Mikra. That just the fact that the Noisei in the Pasuk is referring to the Omer, okay? And we're interpreting not in terms of the Omer, but in terms of the Odom, or in terms of Bez, then that itself takes it out of the purview of a Pirush Makubal, and Mimela, so there's no Machogaz of Pirush Makubal. Better than that I can't do, because you wouldn't want a Machogaz of Pirush Makubal. Okay. Now, I don't recall, did I talk about Lo Yavakeh on Tzatzol? Did I talk about all the rest of the, I didn't talk about that last week. Okay. So I'm not, I have more to say, but I want to make it short, because I really want to focus on Korach Vadosa. But we'll see exactly what the story is. So let's go. Bein Hefrish, Bein Omroi, Loi seitze kitseis hoavodim, oi omroi lo yevakir hakoyim lesar hatzohu tomehu, shuhu shlilu gmura, loi ashola. Vizeh, this is talking about Nesek after Pis, okay, we'll see. You shouldn't lo yivakir, okay, v'zeshu hu modi alonu is derech tzipur, shlo yitztarech, im asimun hazeh hezger, v'lo yifakfek, there shouldn't be a doubt, you shouldn't, boy, shuhu tomeh. Or the way Kapach interprets the Pirush Meruli of this is Shikul Chayzer Ubedikah Neisevus. You don't have to think about this anymore. Lo Yivakeh L'Seatzol. So what's the issue? If you look at the Psukim, we're talking about Pisyon over here, and we know that Pisyon is a Siman Tomei. So what's the scoop? Okay, and you get the impression there are two issues over here. First of all, you don't have to worry about Hezger. You don't need Hezger. And you don't have to worry, and you're sure that it's Hechlik. You have a lot to think about over here. Okay? And this is something which you shouldn't be thinking about. So if you look in the Teres Kohanim, you look in the Mephoshim, it's very clear what's happening. Okay? In the Pesukim before, it's very clear that Pisyon is a Siman Hechlik. Okay, that was never a doubt about it. But the question is, what's the din after Ptur? Already the Kohen said it's Tor. The question is, Pisyon after Ptur enough? Or then you have to look and think about searching, or think that maybe you need a Satzo? Kamashmo? No, when the Torah tells you, Shlilo, then it's not necessary. And he compares it to that. Here it's you don't need it, okay? And there is, she doesn't go out. It's not necessary, okay? It doesn't happen. That's not the din. Okay, but Moidia Lono, the Rambam's telling you, it's two things. The issue of Noisei that the Neset after Ptur does not require two simonim, And it was the Nisei and Nosu, and also with Derech Sibur. Okay? Now, similarly, okay, I'm not sure there's a word over here which you're a little confused about. You see, if you'd ask me, the word lo can either be a shlilo or an ashola. There's no hybrid, right? Correct? So the lashon over here that he says, the Ram says, "Oy omrei lo yevakir hakoyin l'san hatzav tomihu shu shlilu gemura lo ashola." What is the issue of shlilu gemura? You know, why should it be such a thing? Is there something? There's nothing in. Like it's overkill. Is there such a thing? I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. Okay? Now next. V'chein omroi lo yumsu ki loy chupasha. Okay.
Maybe shlila gemura is a, as opposed to you don't have to do it. It could be you don't have to do it or...
You know, this, I don't know what Shlila Gemura means. V'chein omroi lo yumsu ki loy chupasha. Lefi shegam hu shlila v'lo ashola. Ki omar she'eno mechuyov misa hoyo v'lo nishlamo acheres. Okay. So this you have no Pirush Mishnayis, and you have no Mishneh Torah. You understand, you don't have to have a discussion. Ki lo chuposho means she's not freed. So the din over here would have been different had she been freed. Okay? See, talking about a Shifra Kenainis, and everything, right? And, but she's halfway freed. So if there's no Tfisis Kedushin B'chlal, we don't know what we're talking about. What even Lo Yumsu? There's no marriage. As the Ram points out, there's a marriage over here, but this marriage doesn't have the same dinim as a regular marriage. Lo Yumsu Ki Loy Chuposha. So it means it's not a lav, you shouldn't kill them, but they don't have this din because, okay? Here, there's an added element because it's an explanation of something. The Ram learns that the explanation itself, he doesn't say it, but I assume he means it. Shigam hu shilazo ki homa she'enu mechuyiv misa. Hoyil, it's an explanation. Hoyil, v'loy nishlamo acheres. But that's what he stresses. Loy nishlamo, that it's partially done, but it's loy nishlamo acheres. V'ein roi l'foresh zeh, or palatalgim zeh. That's what the kapach says. That probably, I would say better. It's not l'foresh, it's not an interpretation. Let's see. I don't know what, either you're interpreting the word or you're translating, because what you're doing. The foresh ze bishanoima lo yumsu lo yiktalo. Okay, you shouldn't say lo yiktalo, the Arabic, you shouldn't kill, which is a lashon hashara, but you should. It's neherogin, they're not neherag, but it's not, you shouldn't kill. That's all he's trying to say over here. And, the See, he says the kapach has. He says v'ein roi l'talgin ezeh v'loimo v'lo yiktalo. You shouldn't, because he writes an Arabic word. You shouldn't write the targum of this pasuk with the Arabic word, because you don't have. You know, you're missing the whole point. You shouldn't translate this with the Arabic word of yiktalo, because then you would get the impression that it's to kill, and that's not what we're interested in. Okay, the interesting thing is not getting involved in this. Avsadi going in his Targum says the word yiktalo, and the question is he disagreeing? And I'm not getting involved in that. Okay, that's not our point. Okay, next, lefi v'yotze me'in ashlil le'in asho. Okay. There's an explanation. So now he's telling a new shtick, new piece. That if you have an explanation, that itself also might make it into a shlila. Lefi she'omroi lo kan lo yumso ki lo chuposha k'moy omroi ein l'nara chet moves ki sholal mimeno chiyuv ariga mipnei ha'oynes. Okay. Ki sholal mimeno chiyuv ariga ein l'nar chet mov'et v'chein kan sholal mehem chiyuv ariga mipnei ha'avdus. Okay. It's this. There's a nosu and a noise. Now, that's what he's trying to do. And the chere is referring to the end of the pasuk. Ein lenara chet, ein lenara. Excuse me. Ein lenara chet moves ki kasha yoku mishara eyu kein adov azeh. So that's the explanation that it's an oinus. She's not chayiv misa. Okay? Because it's an oinus. That's what it's saying. Here, the comparison of these two things is very weak. You know, it seems to fit this, and because of that, and once you have that, the whole portion is shlila. But if you remember, in the Hebrew language, the word lo can be both ashara and a shlila. Okay? However, the word ain does not have two possibilities. The word ain is always a shlila. So if the pasuk says ain lenara mishpat moves, you have no other option. You don't need anything more. And that the Rambam is going out of his way to compare the two and use this as a paradigm for that is a little bit odd, okay? However, okay, you shouldn't ask a question that there's a hashora in this pasuk. And the Rambam counts it in Minyan HaMitzvos. V'la nara loisa sedovo. Ein la nara chet moves. Okay. So loisa sedovo. Ein la nara chet moves. Okay. The beginning of the pasuk is an ashol in the Minyan HaMitzvos. La nara sasedovo. His bez is not allowed to give misa to this na'ara. Okay? So, I don't know how bad it is. Maybe it's a leif sameach, man. There's no reason that at the beginning of the pasuk is talking about ashara, the next pasuk, there's two things going on in the pasuk. One part is talking about ashara, and the other part is that she's not chayiv misa. Okay? And maybe that's the reason why you're not allowed to kill her. You understand? Maybe that's part of the whole explanation. I'm not getting involved in that. That's irrelevant to us. But the comparison of the ain to the low is a little bit odd to me. Okay? So basically now, we're okay. Now we're on to the last thing, which is the most interesting thing. B'chein omroi ולא יהיה ככוח וכעד עושה. הוא שלילה. הוא באוח החומש הוא שלילה. So before we get started, the Rambam did an amazing thing. He's making two statements. It's a shlila per se from Pshuto Shel Mikra, okay, and also the Matiki Ashmua say it's a shlila. So there are two points over here. Who shlila? Ubeo Chachomim, l'chol the Beo Chachomim are the Matiki Ashmua, okay, the Bailim on the Tayag Mitzvahs, they also said it's a shlila. And it's not a mitzvah. Well, that's what happened over here, correct? But it's more than that, okay? And then he says, Upiusha, before we just explain, just see what the words say. Upiusha in Yonah, okay? You see, the Matiki Ashmua did something more, okay? This, if you look at it, you look at it as a shlila. And that's what he goes on at the end. You see, it's clear that he's doing that. Because he says, when he's talking about the other pshatim, he says, "Hine ze al derech hatofas musa." The other pshat, loy shepashte de kor bekavona azois. But he says l'chayra that the pashte de kor bekavona is shlila. That's what he's doing. Correct. That's what he did. And then he goes on, Upiusho in Yonu, the Omru, Shuhu Yisale Hoidia Lonu. And they explain that there's a Hidah. Okay? Once you have a Hidah, and someone's telling you something, and the Yisale is Moidia, but not Mitzave, so you understand yourself that it's a Shlila. Okay? And then he's going to explain why you needed a Pirush, okay? What I want to do is, first of all, to explain why the Rambam is not getting his lower portion, which seems to be, like, incredible, okay? How does he do that? And he says, Lo yech kekoch vadosai is a shlila, okay? Now, just before, you know, if you want to just be honest, okay? You find many times in the Torah and in the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvos that you can have a Azhara written Lo Yehiyeh. Okay? And I'll give you a list if you had any problems. Lo Yisaseh Aleph. Number one, Aseres HaDibros. Mitzvah Rishonim HaMitzvos Lo Yisaseh. Shalalois of Machshova, Sheshom Elokad, Zulosi Havaya, Shenema, Loye Locho, Elohim Acherim Alponai. Okay, Loye. Loisase Lametes. Shaloisa de Isha Ade Ish. Shenema, Loye Kligeva Alisha. Loisase Sadi Zain. Shaloitin mum bekotchim. Shinema kol mum lo yia boy. Kloima alitin boy mum. Lamete loisa se kup samchtes. Shaloika kol shevet levi. Chelik boret. Shinema vanach lo yia loy. Kup ayin. Shaloika kol shevet levi. Chelik bebiza. Beshas kibashoret. Shinema lo yia lo kohanim alavim. Loises reishayim beis shlo liois etzleinu eifor veifor measurement, fraudulent measures. Eben veeben shneema lo yiel bechulacha beveischa eifor veifor gedoyel ktana lo yiel cha bekischa eben veeben gedoyel ktana. Okay, but however you have more than that, that was the minyan hakotzer. But minyan mitzvah proper in shinun. There's another one. He says Hilu Shalovo ala Zocha Bo Omo Yisale via Zocha Loisishka Mishkeve Isha. Okay? וכבר נכפו הסחורו בזהו עניין בעצמוי, ואומר לא יהיה קודש מבני ישראל. Okay? So the problem is not the לא יהיה. לא יהיה can be this way, and לא יהיה can be that way. Now, what I want to do is read the psukim, and let's decide what's happening over here with the psukim. It says like this. Bamidbo, Perek Yud Zayin, Posik Aleph Dalhe. Okay? So L'chera, a priori, to burn the proofs on the Rambam. He's making, say, coming up with Tupim Mocheles, and saying, this is Shlila, and the word lo yi and the Teir certainly can be as hova. He counts many, many lavim, correct? Even though it certainly doesn't count, kol odem lo yi boil moi bevoi lechapa bakodesh, not in minyan mitzvahs. L'chayot shlila. Okay? Not getting involved in the way. I can mention many other things, okay? Now, let's read the psukim. Vaydaber Havaya El Moshe Lemo. It means the Rabbi Nisholim speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu and tells him something, okay? Emo Elozer Ben Aaron Akriyin Vyorim Hamachtom Bibain Asrefo Vies Hoesh Zre Holo Ki Kodesho. It's a tzivui to take the Machtes off the Eish, okay? Correct? Es machteis hachatoim o elo benafshaisam, and he's now defining them, you know, who they are and what they are. Vi osu oisom rikue fachim tzipui la mizbeach. And there's a tzivui to take these machtes out of the sreifa and to make a tzipu l'mizbech. That's a tzivui that the Rabbi Nishalim told that Moshe Rabbeinu should give over to Elazar HaKohen. Correct? V'yurachim tzipu l'mizbech. Then there's another pasuk that comes out of, but what does it say? Hold everything. Then it says like, oh, 1 second. And it says that there's an ois. The osu oisum rikui pachim tzipu lamizbeach ki hikrivum lifnei Hashem vayikodeshu v'yiyu li ois l'bnei Yisrael. That is the Rabbi Nisholem speaking and telling him what's supposed to happen. Okay? Now, Elazar acquiesces and does exactly what he's commanded. Es machteis anachishes asher krivu hasrufim vayirakum tzipu lamizbeach. He took them and he made tzipu lamizbeach, correct? Then there's a posik that a priori looks like a maimar muska. It's coming in the middle of nowhere. It doesn't say what it's a tzivui. It doesn't say what it is. Okay? Just ki'ilu, zikolim, and l'chel, what it's doing is explaining what the ois is. The Rabbi Nisholem said, there's an ois over here, so what is it? Zikolim l'bnei Yisrael. L'man, asher lo yikrab ish zo. What's the ois? It's a zikolim, is explaining, it's explaining what we need this ois for. Why do we need an ois? Okay? So this ois, zikolim livnei Yisrael, lema'an asher lo yikov ish zo, asher lo mizera aron hu, lahatik teres lifnei havaya, ולא יהיה ככרך ועדוסו כאשר דיבר השם ביד מוישה לוי. The reason why you need this eis is what? And there's an explanation, Leman. So the Rambam thought the Pashup Shad is that this shouldn't happen. It's a Shlila. That there should be this eis is to protect that this shouldn't happen. Okay? It doesn't say b'chlal on the pasuk. It's a sipur devarim. What? It's a sipur devarim. What the ois is? Because then tell us that it doesn't say it's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. It doesn't say it's the Rabbein Lishalom. It's not a sibur about anything. It's a maimo hamuzga in the middle of nowhere explaining to us what the Rabbein Lishalom meant when he said to Moshe Rabbeinu there should be an ois. It sounds almost like a sequel. And that's what the Rambam stresses over here. Shehu yis'ale hoidia lono. He's saying take sequel. That's what he's trying to do. There's a maimo over here in the middle of no place. There's no, it's not clear at all that the tzivu no bonish about anything. Okay. And the even the word leman asher lo yikra is a little bit odd to say that's a tzibui. Okay. It's an explanation of what the ois is all about. That's the way that I'm interpreting. And that's what he's explaining. That's what the Matik Yashmu are doing. They're explaining Upirshu in Yonah V'omu Shu Yisrael Lohidia Lona. Okay? They explain it's a sipur. That's what he did. So therefore, the Rambam claimed that if this is your approach, even though the word Lo Yiyah under certain instances could be and as horror, but here basically all it is the Torah's explanation of what you need an ois for. So he interprets the little portions of Shlila. And just want to tell you something. However, there can be in the Torah sometimes that there's some derch sipur, and it could be a lav, okay? It could be a shalom. And we'll see that's the Rambam, the Ramban hits the Rambam for. That's what he's quoting. If you look at the Ramban is, Awa pshara kosu v'chule, uke al keim lo yochu b'nei Yisrael es gira noshe, uke derch asher lo yei ovei boi v'lo yizareya. Because those two are basically derech sipur. And you see that it could be a derech sipur and also be a lav. That is the Ramban's point over here, okay? However, I ask you something. The Ram clearly counts them. He counts the lav in Kuf Pei Gimel, Lois HaSeh, Sholecho Gira Noshe, okay? And he counts the lav, lo lavoid, will Israel, but not Chalason, lo yavo, okay. Correct? So I ask you something. I would say, if I'd be the Ram's defense attorney, I would say that the rule of thumb when you have a story in the Torah is that it should be a Shlila. However, if there's no clear way that you can interpret the pasuk, except by being an ashala, then you say it's an ashala. Okay? So if you have a story about Yaakov, you know, whatever happened to his leg, with the thing, whatever, okay? Al kein lo yochul b'nei Yisrael es gira noshe. So how can you interpret it? Can you interpret it as a shlila? It's impossible. It means they're enjoined. Al kain what? They be shlila. What's the shlila about? Who's the shlila on? And the same thing. Asher lo yeveh v'lo yizocheh v'lo yizareya on the Nachal Eson. What could it mean? The only thing that could mean is an asshole. So Ramlo is an asshole. But over here it could be a shlila. We want to use this in order to protect the Mizbeach, that this shouldn't happen. Okay.
What? I don't care why it can't be a shlila.
What?
But the Lo Yochel came later.
What should be? Read it, translate it.
There was a certain Maisa, Kal Yisrael, or Noheg, not to eat it.
Okay, doesn't mean it's not a story. Okay, Lo Yochlu is looking in the future. It's a future tense. So what does it mean?
So that was the basis.
They are Noheg, and they enjoined.
No, it's commemoration. Commemoration. It's not that it's necessarily an Asar. Why does it have to be an Asar?
They Okay, Lo Yochlu. They will not eat. They. I don't see it. But okay, Al Kain Lo Yochu Bnei Yisrael as Gid Hanoshe. See, I'll tell you something. Okay, I say Lo Yevei Lo Yizareya. You okay with?
I don't know. I forget what that is.
Okay. See, I'm not even sure if I even need this for that, okay? So I don't believe the Noyeg, that to Alkein Lo Yochu Yisrael, that the Noyeg not to do it, that's the pshat in the posik. I find that difficult. But even if I would accept that, okay, I would tell you the fact that you find in the Gemara that there's Malkus for it, the Matik Yashmur have clearly said there's Asol here. Okay? So you can use it this way or that way. I don't think I need to get this. Okay? However, so I'll tell you something. Because there's a very strange thing happening, okay? And I'm only wondering whether Ramban also turned around. Because the Sefer Mitzvos, he attacks the Ram over here. And in fact, in the minyan sheshochach harav, he throws in that in the minyan mitzvahs, he says, "Vinei l'tashlum shasa halavim anachnu tzrichim shloishi v'achas minyos novi b'tashlum in sheva shvayisrei mitzvahs loisus sheshachazavnu mishichas harav v'nimne halav maboyim v'chulei v'lo yikakorach." He counts it, okay? But then how can he write in the Torah? Kasher diba Hashem b'yad Moshe lefi pshutai lo yiyah bolua b'sorov kekorach v'adosai ach kasher nasa l'moshe b'yodai sheloka b'tzaras. How can you do such a thing? Okay? So that, I'm not sure whether Ramban himself, I look at this independent of everything. Laman, you know, it becomes, it's a little strange. It could be a lav, but it's a little strange to say it's a lav. The Torah is telling you a story. Okay? That's where the Ram's looking at it. Okay. Now, I'm not sure, I don't know exactly what this means. I never found, but I just, you know, I'd like someone to be able to tell me something about this. When you have a loyer with a chop adimion, you shouldn't be similar. Does that tell you anything? or it shouldn't happen. I'm not sure the Chafadim is meaningful here. I'd like to think about that, but that's what we have here at the moment. Okay. Now the Ram does something and adds an amazing thing. You don't know what he's talking about. Abo omnom yiye oinshoy kashe dibe Hashem biad Moshe loy kloy matzaras. What the heck? What does it do with anything? As far as the Shlila, it's a finished deal. That they shouldn't have the oinish of the Bliya and the Sreifa, correct? So why is he telling his stories over here? What does that do with Sherish Ches? So the answer is, without that, he's bankrupt. And the answer is very simple. Because if you're going to interpret this as Shalila, okay, if you're going to do that, there has to be something in this Shlila to cause trepidation and pachad. And that's the Ram says in Mitzaseh, Loisaseh, Memhei, that it's Lahafchid. And that's what he said, Pshuto Shomikla, this is Lahafchid. Okay? So if it's Lahafchid, and the Torah basically tells us that they're not going to have Blis, oh, it's in Sreifa, it's counterproductive. It tells them what they're not going to have. Okay. So the Ram says, unless the Torah is telling you in this pasuk what they are going to have, you cannot possibly interpret this Pshuto Shel Mikra. They're not going to have this, but they're going to have that. So even though it's not going to be as bad as before, but this is going to happen. Kloy matzaras. Oh, yis'ala, omu, yis'ala, elov, hove, no, yotcha, b'chekecha, v'hevi, okay, v'hevi uraya, imashe kol bo'uziya, melech Yehuda. We'll have to get to what Uziya, what he wants from that. Okay, but this is what you have, correct? Now I want to go slowly, one at a time. He says over here, very simple. Excuse me. Hinek fais boilcho shu shlilas oinshoy. Okay. Kashe diba Hashem biad shlis oinshoy. It means that they don't get this oinish, okay? Do we know that the Blias Olet is an Oynish? Doesn't the Ram say in Sherish Shmini at the end that the Raya to the Yisayin Hadas, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah, is Moshe's a Shliach, and he's a Lavlo, and he's a Mechekek, and Moshe Rabbeinu was nothing Me'atzmoy, is the Raya is from what happened with the Blias Hovitz. That's what he says. This is what he says in Shir Shmini. Vayisei Hashmini, Hayisei Hashmini, Hu Atoy Min Hashamayim, Bechule, Shenamin, I don't think Namin is correct, it means Yedir. Shenamin, Sheyeda, Shekol Atera, Hazu, Anintz, Biodeinu, Ayoyim, Hazeh he atayish nit lemoishe v'chulei u'shehu b'maylas lavlo shekoyin l'fon of u'hu kaysei v'chulei v'chein niko mechaykek v'chulei b'dibo amoyra yisrael hazeh hashmini hu omo b'zeis teidu kilo Hashem shala kilo milibi. And that's the Gemara in Baba Basra v'shamis on Ayin Dalet Amar Alet v'shamis d'havu amin Moshe v'soros remes Behein Badoy. So the question, what's the English of it? What does he want? It's a stira. So the answer is that Rav learned up the Sukkim very well. Vayoyime Bamidbo Tezain Chopches Talamid. Vayoyime Moishe Bezeis Teidun. Ki Hashem Sholochani Laas Kola Maasim Oela. Ki Loi Milibi. Im Kamois Kola Musin Eela. Kudas Kola Nipokin Aleim. Lo Hashem Sholochani. Atnai Kofo. And if these people die a normal death, then it's not me. I'm an imposter. Then there's another thing. Because he had this. V'yedatem kiniyatsu anoshim o'ele es Hashem. So the potso or its espiho is an oinish for niyatsu. The etzim fact that they didn't die the natural death, that's the Ram quotes. The Ram quotes that posse. Kilo milibi. Okay. And there's another issue over here. This is an oinish. Was an Eish for them, ki niyatsu es Hashem. That's what the Pasuk stresses. Two things going on. Two different suits. And I think, derech agav, it's a maima muska. It's the Gemara Bava Basra, is Moshe v'sarasa emes. It's one thing, it's talking about the Moshe as the sofer, the hamaatik. It's not the way they sing Moshe Emes with Sarasa Emes. You get the impression of two separate things going on. And then you would say it's going on the Sheres HaShvi'i. The Moshe's Nebu is Emes and the Teir is Emes. No! Because that's a different posik. The Rambam has a different posik for right. It's Moshe with Sarasa Emes. Now I want to tell you an amazing thing. When he talks about Kirach, he says like this. He may, when he talks about the Loyek Kirach, talking about the Lav, Loyek, the Asshole, whatever it is, Loyek Kirach, or the Shlilo, he may who Shlilo. In Loisa Semem Hey, listen to this. Who Shlilo Asshole. Ki heim biru, she'inyin zeh amayir hu, she'akel yis'al amagid, ki kol achilik. Chilik she'achok ha'kuhuno, umachzik oise la'atzmoy, or is kapach is metagim v'teil la'atzmoy, it's questioning, oh, kapach, and kolach said, machz la'atzmoy, b'ma she'yovoy min hazman, lo yonish, b'ma she'nenash kolach. Well, you answer, Shiva the ball, it's on them, ye answer, I catch it, Dimash, and the Admoshallah. So I ask the simple question. What does he add over here? Umachsik la'atzmoy, v'toyeim la'atzmoy. Ribbono shel Olam, in the kfira of Anteres Moshe Rabbeinu, does it make a difference if he's machzik la'atzmoy, or he's not machzik la'atzmoy? It's no difference whatsoever. However, in the niyatzu es Hashem, in the issue of einish, in the shlila of einish, what we're talking about, there's an issue of lo yekakoyach v'adosay. The same way the Kirch Vadosai were machzik la'atzmoy. And that's what's going on in Uziah. Uziah HaMelech was machzik l'kun la'atzmoy. The whole discussion with the Kohanim, what are you doing, why are you coming, and you know, what do you want? You're a Melech, we're Kohanim, it's not your place. Machzik la'atzmoy is the Einish. Because there are two things going on in the Pasuk. There's one about the Ikadas. And that's about Moshe as a mechekek. And there's another issue, nothing to do with that. The question, Niyatzu Hashem, and the Nietzsche and the Shum of the Nietzsche Hashem is the Machzik La'atzmoy, and that's the Blias Olot was about. Okay? Just find that, just Marish. That's what he says in that word, Onchoy, Kashe Dibo. But here the Onchoy should be something else. Kajim Hashem Moshe Atzaras, Wom Yis'al Eilo, Hove Yod Chomichet. Now, vehevi uraya mima shekola biuziyoho melech Yehuda. Now here we have to know who are those, you know, mysterious people that brought the raya. Okay. Before we ask that question, I want to ask you a different question. What exactly happened over here? This Joshua. Just to give you just the idea before we get it. This Joshua of Gzeir Shav of Yad Moshe, okay? Moshe has nothing to do with the Machzik that. Moshe was Choshim Ksheir, the Gemara says in Shabbos, okay? It's just the Gzeir Shav that the Sras over here and the Sras over here, correct? But the Rebbeinu Shalom, isn't a Gzeir Shav Yud Gimel Midas, right? And doesn't Lam say in the second Shurish that Yud Gimel Midas is not Pashti Dekro? And doesn't the Ram say over here, unless you understand that there's an Oynish, a different Oynish, which the Pasuk is Bola Hafchid, you have no Pashti Dekro, correct? So L'chein it's clear that the Biur Chachomim is not only, is the Sefer, the Biur Matik, the Matiki Ashmur had a Pirush Mekubal, although that this Gzeir Shava is only Chochmas HaKosuv to tell you what the Pshat in the Pasuk is, or that the Messiah was Biad Moshe Loi, that's Saras. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said over when he said Shurim. On this Pasuk he said, oh, that's the Pshat, correct? It has to be like that, otherwise it can't be Pshat HaShomikra, correct? Then I ask another question. Uziyah HaMelech is very strange. There's no place that we know about Uziyah HaMelech, okay, that it has to do with Chilek HaLakuna. The Gemara in Eichin says it's Gasas Ruach, okay. There's Tanchuma which Ramban quotes, which may refer to the fact that he's Makdik Teres as a claim, but it doesn't say he's Chilek HaLakuna. There is a Tanchuma that you could interpret that way. Okay? And that, maybe, it's a little bit odd to say that that's the source over here, but there is a Tanchuma. Okay? However, it is true also the Drashin Chumash, the Bachayin Chumash, and the Radak in Melochim Beis say that, like the Rambam, okay, but it's not based on a Chazal. In the Rambam, L'chera, you have to say L'chera is based on Tanchum Pashat Sav. It says, V'es Kol HaKol, V'es Kol Eide Hikil. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'moyshe Chalok L'kovoi K'nei Kol Yisrael V'chule V'hissu Behem Hasro Shelo Yachku Al-Kuhuna K'kirach V'chados V'shnivlu Shere Yodei She'osen Uziyo Lachloi V'lamar Al-Kuhuna Shnei B'zikon V'nei Yisrael L'mana Shelo Yikrov Yishzal. Okay, you have to worry about the word Hasro there and see exactly how it plays itself out. Hisul behem asra, because, okay, whatever, okay? But you see over there that they held such a thing. I have a different question. The Ram quotes this twice, the Mice of Uzio HaMelech. He quotes in Mitzvah Mem Hei, and he quotes it over here. Rebbeinu Shem, since we said there must be a Pirush Mekubal, okay, and it's not Gzeir Shava, correct? So, what do you need, Uziyahu? What do you gain by it? So I assume what the Ram is doing is expanding the klal of Chochmas HaKosav. The Chochmas HaKosav not only the Muslim in the Mikra, to show you the Chochm of the Kosav of Taylor, that you can have things with Muslim and you give them tuch, you give them this, but it's really not you give them this, a Pirish Makubo. Not only the Yigimumidis, not in Muslim Makubo, but even if you have Psukim and Tanakh HaMaisa, that the Mesera has told us that this happened to Uzio and Divrei Yomim, that also is a Chochmas HaKosav about the Pirish Makubo. Okay. So that's what you have here. Now, the Ram did an amazing thing here. But we have to end here. And maybe some will pick up next week.
The Rebbe has copies of the book.